Blog Talk Radio.
It is Saturday. I'm doing a special. Of course, it is Solar Wants to Dance, but technically I'm throwing a little Throwback Thursday in there because I didn't really get a chance to have her on this past Thursday, but I got her on today with the song you just heard, classic stylistics jam, of course, written by the late, great Tom Bell and Linda Creed, People Make the World Go Round, the lovely young lady I'm talking about, and a tumultuous bass player. Making a name for himself, doing his thing out there in the UK. Of course, we got Mr. John Thompson, and we got the lovely Miss Sugar Rainbow on. How are you guys? Can you hear me? Hello, guys. Can you hear me? Hello. We got a little audio difficulties in the midst right now. The gremlin is messing with us, but we're going to go ahead and go into some music. I want to get back with them once we get the audio cleared up and everything, but I definitely want to talk to them. They're all the way in the UK, so you never know. Again, the gremlins might do their thing. So we're going to go ahead and start some, play some music. I want to take you back, 1987, one of my favorite songs. This is called Why You Treat Me So Bad by the group Club Nouveau. You guys keep it locked. We're going to come back. Hopefully we'll have Sugar Rainbow and John Matthews on. Guys, keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Why you
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, music from Club Nouveau. Why You Treat Me So Bad, Don Fleming. Of course, we got the man himself, Mr. Wardell Potts Jr., hanging out. Man, I had to call you back for a quick second, man, because we were having a little technical difficulty. Let's see if we can get him back on. John, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Of course, we have man making a name in his own right, Mr. John Thompson, of course, bass player, and of course, we have the lovely Sugar Rainbow on. Tried to get you on a few weeks back, and then the other day, and then you know we were having the audio thing, and I was freaking out, man. A little dense in my armor, but man, I appreciate you guys taking the time out of your schedule on a Saturday night out there, so. To hang out with me, but I really appreciate it, man. For all the listeners out there, I played Why You Treat Me So Bad by the group Club Nouveau from 1987. I started off the show, and I played the lovely Miss Sugar Rainbow, of course, today's featured artist. Of course, we have Mr. John Thompson on. People Make the World Go Round. Now, for all you guys that know, it is a classic Stylistics cover, and of course, I mean, it's been covered by many people, and of course, this lovely lady right here, and of course, bass player. Of course, John, you played bass on that song, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That's right. Played bass on it and produced it, and Sugar sang it for me. So, well, we did it together. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Let me ask both of you, please chime in whenever. What made you want to choose, you know, that classic, a classic song like People Make the World Go Round by the Stylistics?
Well, we both love it.
Oh, I love Tom Bell.
Yeah, and we love Tom Bell. Tom Bell and Linda Creed who wrote it.
Yeah.
And there's been, Michael Jackson covered it. Mm-hmm. Jackson 5, I guess, covered it. There's so many covers. I think Marcus Miller and Donny Hathaway's daughter Layla did another version of it,
their own
version. But we didn't want to do what everybody else did. We love the song so much, and it's a classic. And if we're gonna do it, let's do it completely differently. Let's do it from a different, you know, perspective or a different angle. So I said, why, you know, bass solo maybe, you know. But then when I recorded it, I didn't want to put it out because I thought there was too much bass on it. And then Sugar was like,
yeah,
let's put it out. And our partner Peter, who's here as well, but he's in the other room at the moment. He was like, no, put it out. I think people will like it. And I was the one saying, no, too much bass. Space. Yeah, too much bass, right? So, and Peter was like, no, put it out. And he was right. I defer to Peter. Everybody seems to like it. Everybody likes the big bass end at the front, and Sugar comes in and kills it in the verses, and people seem to like it. And I hope I've done, you know, Tom Bell and Linda Creed some justice.
That goes without saying. I think there's another saying in the country over here on the other side of the pond. Both of you guys put y'all foot in it, so y'all really did a great rendition of the song. Now me personally, I want to get in the fan mode. I don't want to get in the interview mode. I want to get in the fan mode for a quick second, because one of the things I'm always fascinated with is, you know, you guys are in the UK. And I was influenced by a lot of soul music. I grew up in the 80s, so I grew up with a lot of Loose Ends, Freeze, Junior, 52nd Street, Bob Star. I grew up with a lot of that. Now, asking you guys.
And the Cool Notes.
Please chime in. Loose Ends, please chime in, Sugar, and, of course, John, too. What were you guys' influences as far as, like, the music here? I'm assuming Philly Soul, considering you guys took a stylistics
Go
ahead. Talk about some of the influences over here that you guys were influenced by.
This kind of Starpoint, Dynasty, Lakeside, High Fashion, a lot of Shalimar, and, you know, we grew up with all this fantastic music.
Yeah. I'm with her on that. Like, we both have the same show, the same Dynasty album. It's the vinyl. The vinyl is the second adventure, and we both we've got exactly the same vinyl, me and Sugar, of that album. And I learned to play bass to Dynasty albums, and I learned to play bass to Chic Dynasty, The Whispers. Yeah, so basically Nile Rodgers, well, Bernadette was really, who was the funky bass player from Chic, and Leon Silver's absolute king. So those were my two bass players, my go-to bass players when I was learning to play bass. It was Bernard Edwards and, you know, Leon Silvers. So my mom, my bedroom was next door to my mom's. So I was driving her crazy with Dynasty Records, Can't Stop Loving You, all those songs, Adventures, all those tunes. Just learning those crazy Leon Silvers bass lines, just absolutely crazy. Only for me to be blessed to actually have a job playing for Shalimar right now, playing Leon's bass lines. So when Shalimar come to the UK, I play bass for them when they come, playing Leon's lovely bass lines. So those influences, so I didn't know when I was growing up listening to those songs and just playing to them in my bedroom, that was me kind of manifesting somehow that one day I'm going to play these songs for real with the real guys who sang them. You know, and Mr. Wardell Potts, who played on them, who played the drums on them songs, you know, he's now, you know, speaking to Sugar and talking to us, and we are friends. So it's crazy. But those are my influences, mainly, obviously, you know, Stevie, Motown, Songs in the Key of Life, my introduction to Stevie Wonder. My mom bought that album for me. So then, and after that came the whole Motown collection.
Rick James, Tina Marie.
Yeah, those are the latter Motown people, Tina Marie, Rick James. So for us, lots of American influences, all the way up to, you know, the Kashif.
Cameo.
The Kashif modes, you know, the Kashif and, you know, all the way up. To that, because, you know, even Sister Sledge, man, Sister Sledge albums were killer.
So there
are so many. Alexander O'Neill, you know, and, you know, we have the pleasure of having Alexander.
The list goes on and on.
Yeah, and we have Alexander in England, moving to England. We have Chaka Khan living in England. We have Jocelyn Brown living in England. I played for Jocelyn Brown for 5 years while she was here. I did a gospel album with Jocelyn Brown, playing bass for her on a gospel album while she was here. So, you know, those are my influences. Like Quincy Jones, big influence for me as far as production is concerned. And obviously,
Kashif, that was my favorite.
We kind of touched on that a little bit.
Willie Shelby.
So it's all of the above. And obviously, Quincy comes with a lot of artists. He comes with, you know, your Chaka Khans, your Brothers Johnson, your George Bensons, your, you know, and even in the song that we just did with Sugar and Heather, you can hear the Quincy Jonesy influence with the solos going on in the middle of that song. That's all Quincy. That's all like, okay, what would Quincy have done here? Yeah, he would have, if it was a George Benson album, he would have done that, you know. So it's that, you know, it's just a riff. And then I had the pleasure of meeting Quincy back all the way back in 1994 or something, and then we had a good talk, and he was the nicest guy in the world, and he was telling me all this stuff about Louis Johnson and why he didn't use him on the, you know, on the, is it the last Michael Jackson album, why he used Nathan East instead of Louis Johnson, all kinds of conversations like that, you know. He's a really nice guy. I met him in the hotel afterwards. He said, you know, let's go and jam in the basement, bring your guitar, we'll have a jam. He's met the whole family, Kidada, all Quincy's children. You know, those are my influences. Those are my heavy duty influences. Love Quincy, love Nile, love Leon, love Dynasty, love Shalimar, you know, and really pleased to be playing those songs for a living these days. And Loved all the, you know, all the Motown stuff as well. I mean, Stevie, you know, still haven't met Stevie yet, but, you know, one day might happen, you know.
Well, man, I love hearing stories like that because to me, it's almost kind of like I'm living vicariously through you, through your experiences. And the fact that you came full circle, you know, growing up listening to Leon Silvers and actually playing when Shalamar is over there. I love those type of stories. Sugar, I want to focus on you right quick for a quick second. Your voice, I mean, it's very, to me, there's a soulful opera type voice that you, when I listen to your voice, it's got this soulful opera type, operatic, if that's a word, rendition to it. Beautiful voice, first of all.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's an honor. Did anyone
ever give you those type of comparisons? Or if I'm the first one, I'd like to go ahead and make my trophy right now. So.
Well, my grand and grandfather was growing up with opera, actually. All the opera things, Fred Astaire movies and Mario Lanza.
Oh, man. Well, anybody? Guys, go ahead, John. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Has anybody ever told you that you sound like an opera singer?
No, this is the first time.
Okay, because you know you got those high notes that you like to.
Mostly they compare me with Minnie Riperton.
I can hear that.
Thank you.
I can see that.
Kind of. That's what people call me. I don't know. When I was young, I tried to, you know, listen to all this kind of music and mix it up with the opera, with Mary Lanza and Madame Butterfly, you know, all these beautiful opera. And then I mixed it together with funk, and I thought, maybe I can mix it, you know.
Yeah, I've been told that you sound like Tina Marie.
Yeah, I heard it.
I've been told that you sound like one of the Jones girls. Being told that you sound operatic. I've been told.
It's the first time, actually, I heard it.
Yes. I've been told. No, well, that's
Thank
today.
You.
That's
Thank
today.
You.
That's today.
Yeah.
I've been told that. There you go. There you go.
Mina Riperton.
Yeah. With those high. Okay. Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Yeah,
Love it. You know, seriously, I wanted to, you know, the reason why I say operatic, again, it was just that, to me, the tone, when I hear, you know, I'm listening to people make the world go round, and I'm going to go check out a little bit more of your library also, just to see if I can hear some Minnie Riperton, see if I can hear some Tina Marie, and which I don't doubt. But going back to what I was saying about, I don't want to make this about me, but I did, again, when you're in the UK, and again, like I said, my fascination with a lot of that British soul, finding out that they're influenced by the people here, when I listen to the Loose Ends, when I listen to Junior, you know, and groups like that, you know, First of all, let me ask you, John. I understand it's in-house. You know, you're in the UK. The music is from the UK. Did you guys have that appreciation for the Loose Ends or for the 52nd Streets and all that, the Five Stars? You know, at the time.
Yeah. At the time, Loose Ends were huge. I think Loose Ends were before Soul to Soul. I think Loose Ends blew before Soul to Soul. So I looked up Loose Ends producers who are American. So what Loose Ends did was they took their thing to America. And I think, is it Tony? I can't remember his name. A guy called Tony, Italian dude, who produced a lot of Madonna stuff, and he did the Loose Ends albums, and he had that. And he did the Five Star albums too. So that connection between Loose Ends and Five Star, that sound, that UK sound, it was, owes a lot to kind of one dude in the United States of America, who everybody went to for that sound. We had our thing, but we needed it produced right. So I don't want to speak on behalf of Loose Ends or on behalf of, because I don't know them like that.
Right. But
when I looked up the producer, it's the same guy. You know, is it Martinelli or? I remember Tony Martinelli.
Nick Martinelli.
That's the dude. So he's got Madonna under his belt. He's got Loose Ends under his belt. He's got Five Star under his belt. I don't know if he did Junior, but I wouldn't be surprised. So what we used to do was, if we wanted it done well, we would go and get an American, you know, bring it to the States or get that guy to do it. Apart from Jazzy B from Soul to Soul, where it was done here by the UK guys, Simon Law and Nelly Hooper. And I had the pleasure of working for Soul to Soul for four or five years also, at the beginning of my bass playing journey.
And Omar, too.
I played for Omar too, yeah. So, I started with Omar. That was my first ever gig. Yeah. But, so that was UK. That was, you know, 100% UK. Whereas, The Five Star thing can owe its thing to you know, to a big American influence in that the producer Nick was an American dude anyway, you know, and his sound was fantastic. He had that sound and he took Five Star to levels where, you know, I don't know if he wasn't involved whether they would have got to the levels that they got to. And You know, I think Loose Ends were pretty kind of cool on their own anyway. They would have, you know, they'd have done okay. But it's nice what he added to their sound was really, really nice. But I think Loose Ends were kind of musos. They could play. You know, they were proper musos. So yes, I love Loose Ends. I loved Junior. I loved, and I mean, he only had the one big song, but I loved him nonetheless. You know, that mama used to say June was amazing. And there was another one. This album.
He had a couple. Too Late and Louise. Oh, Louise.
Mm, yes. And then there's what's the lady who came on and supported Sharma recently?
Natasha Watts.
Not Natasha. The older. She did Set Me Free. Oh, Set Me Free.
Oh,
Jackie Graham.
Jackie Graham, yes.
Yeah. She was killer. She still is. She supports Shalimar at the moment. When they go on tour, she's the support act. And she's still got it. She's still killing. So she was.
I love Princess also. I remember you guys remember Princess?
Yes, I remember Princess. Yeah. I remember Princess. That was a very UK sounding thing as well. You know, so
okay.
we had our thing, and we were glad when America accepted our thing.
Yeah.
You know, like when you accepted Jazzy, for us that was like, okay, they, you know, they recognize that we've got something and we can do something, and they're willing to embrace it.
Yeah.
And what I liked was when Jazzy broke. Do you remember that song? I Love Your Smile. That was totally, even though I think it was Narada Michael Warden who produced it, that was totally based on what Soul to Soul was doing at the time. So the whole song is, that's Narada's take on Jazzy B. And I just thought, okay.
I can hear that in the little, the kind of like the little drum rudiments. I can hear that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
especially the drums and the bass. The drum and the bass is that's Soul to Soul. And he was just listening to what Jazzy was doing. And, you know, Jazzy was like, why is America, you know, because Stevie Wonder was saying, man, I love that Soul to Soul sound, that Jazzy B, da 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 da. And Jazzy was like, why is Stevie Wonder saying that? I'm doing Stevie Wonder. I'm trying to do Stevie Wonder. I'm trying to do Stevie Wonder. You know, so it was great to hear it, you know, that those kind of accolades coming from great American artists to what we were doing back then. You know, when I say we, I wasn't doing anything. But, you know, I just
smile from ear to ear when I hear just the appreciation. You know, again, soul music is soul music, and it transcends any type of country. But I do love the fact that we can appreciate each other's music because on a personal note, you know, Soul to Soul Keep On Moving got me through a certain time of depression. Again, I don't want to kill the mood, but it was it was one of those songs that got me through certain things in my life. So, but anyway, guys, again, you're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, I am here with Mr. John Thompson and lovely Miss Sugar Rainbow. Guys, I want to let's see if Wardell is on. First of all, let me see if this brother on. I've been hogging the spotlight from him. Wardell, are you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm enjoying you guys.
Thank you, thank you. Nice one, Wardell. Nice one.
Yes. Where's Peter?
He's coming. He's coming now. He's coming. He's in the other room. Sugar's gone to get him.
Okay. And so anyway, thank you guys. This is so cool, you guys, to come on and do this interview. I really appreciate it. And I know it's nighttime over there, and so I just wanted to just say, you know, it's a great interview. I'm enjoying it, and I'm glad that you, you know, you did what you had to do, John, to make it happen and stuff.
Absolutely.
You guys are awesome.
Well, they had to feed me first.
Yeah.
They had to buy me some food. They told me we're going to take you to a Lebanese restaurant. I said, all right, I'm coming.
And where did you guys go to eat? Where did you go?
It was a Lebanese place, yeah?
Turkish. Yeah.
Turkish.
All right.
Yeah, really nice. Lovely food. Oh. Absolutely lovely food.
We took some pictures, so we're going to put it on
Facebook.
Kebabs and grilled fish. Fresh grilled fish.
So Peter's here now, man. So.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Peter. How you doing, my friend?
Very, very good. Especially after that meal. It's lovely.
So I'm going to ask you guys a question. It has nothing to do with music. And are you guys affected by what's happening in the Middle East right now?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a massive march in the center of London today, a protest march by, the Arab community here. And they were marching and they were protesting. And, we're affected because... the thing is, there are equal amounts of Jewish people here that we know, and there were equal, amounts of Middle Eastern people that we know as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's hard to play, who's right and who's wrong.
And it's not a simple thing. I think the UK government are talking about supporting the Israeli side of things. The Americans obviously do as well. The American government, that is. But the reality situation, yes, the Palestinians did launch an attack on that one day. But if you think about what the Palestinians live each and every day, with Israelis going into their land and taking over their houses and homes and businesses, etc., it's at least sort of like a 50-50 sort of situation. So it's not one where you can really take sides, and it's not one that can easily be resolved at all. There's such a long history behind it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like you have to leave it to God, because we cannot judge what is going on.
Yeah,
and
it's
difficult. The government wants us to take sides.
Yeah.
Our government wants us to literally take sides with the Israeli action.
They wanted the Israeli flag.
We had a football match at the Wembley Stadium last night. This is why I couldn't get home for like half an hour, because I live in Wembley. But they had a football match there, and then they wanted the stadium to fly Israeli flag on with the lights. And the football association refused to do it. They said, we will have a moment, silence for all those who are suffering, all those who have died, but the government were pressuring them to fly the colors, right?
Yeah, to fly the Israeli flag. Yeah.
So, I don't know how they managed to stand up to them. I guess because the Football Association is not just a British association, is it? It's like an international association, like Seth Blatter and all those guys. They're all international guys, right? So, and they're not English, and they're not Jewish either, are they?
No, they're
a mixture.
And they recognise that it isn't just a simple out of the blue action. There's no way that they would have just gone and done that out of the blue.
Are they pressuring the TV channels as well? They're pressuring the BBC to call Hamas terrorists, whereas the BBC are refusing to call them terrorists. But all the other TV channels are calling them terrorists. So the government is pressuring them at the moment, the British Broadcasting Corporation, to call them out for what they are, which is the government saying, call them out for what they are. They are terrorists. Call them terrorists. With the BBC are saying, well, what happened to impartiality? I thought there was freedom of speech and impartiality. What happened
to that? That's the beauty of journalism. That's good journalism right there. Because right now, I think even with you guys, America, and I think, you know, we're kind of a world joke when it comes to and I'm going to keep it real. I think we're kind of a world joke when it comes to journalism here, because we're supposed to be taught to kind of kiss the ring of certain countries. Mm-hmm. And without understanding there is a humanitarian macro level to this. Doesn't matter if, you know, even, you know, as I'm not as well versed as I am as far as the Gaza Strip and what happened in 1947 with the Israel, the state of Israel, basically occupying those territories and getting closer and closer. I do know Gaza, and again, okay, this is the history teacher coming out of me, but at the former history teacher, but I do know that the Gaza Strip in that area, those are the only areas that's been kind of saturated for Palestinians to live in, even though this was a part of their area, you know, since 1947. So just the fact that it's almost kind of like a prison spot, and for Hamas to do what they did, you know, I look at it as, yes, Israeli kids are being killed, Palestinian kids are being killed. You can empathize for both.
Yes,
you can have empathy for both. But anyway, it's an unfortunate situation where they're like, hey, I appreciate you bringing that up, brother, but you know, don't get me started on this stuff.
I know. Hey, so I do also want to say that Sugar sent me a few more songs, and so
okay,
but they're not in the system, and so. But Sugar, I do have cause I, and then thinking about, I still have those songs in the system that I could play. But anyway, also I heard you guys talking about Nick Martinelli, and Nick Martinelli, he produced my first song. I shouldn't say my first song, but he produced one of my songs on Regina Bell, which was her first number one hit, was Show Me the Way.
Okay.
And so he worked with Regina Bell as well. That's what I just want to make sure you guys knew that.
Fantastic. So did you get to be, really good? Did you have really good conversations with him? Did you get to be really good friends with Nick?
Well, I went to Philadelphia, and I went to the studio downtown Philly, and we hung out in the studio and talked, and I looked around. I was looking for some of my musician friends that were playing on my song, but I didn't see any of them. I saw one, the guitar player, but it was short-lived. Just think about it, you know, like I've been going through so much with all the Whispers and Shalimar and all those Dynasty and just on and Carrie Lucas and just, you know, and then, you know, dealing with the other artists on the other labels and stuff. And then that came up. And so then that came up, and then Atlantic Star and all that kind of stuff. So it's just a lot of stuff that was happening simultaneously for me, and which was a blessing, but it was something I remember was short lived, but I remember, and so I just I hope that Nick is. Did we lose Nick? Is he okay?
Oh, I don't know. I hope he's still alive. I he's a young man. I hope he's still around.
Yeah, we need to check into that. Because the last I heard, he was having some problems, but I hope he's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because he was the sound. He was that sound of that time. That whole five star loose end. He had that specific sound that you could just link the all of the acts to a specific sound. You couldn't put your finger on what it was, but you knew it was him who produced it.
So what is it? What does Peter do with you guys?
What does Peter
yeah.
do?
Yeah, what does Peter do? He's administering. He's got Peter.
Come
what
on,
you do?
Come on. Peter's in the other room again.
Right. So what does
Peter
do?
Play a little bit bass.
I tend to get involved in some of Sugar's songwriting from time to time, but I tend to go on administration and making sure that things are working the way that they should. I do a lot of the photography and videos as well, making those happen. Like, I don't know if you've seen the Game of Life video, but that's one that I'm shot the bulk of. I don't know, did Sugar send that one to you?
What, Game of Life? Have you seen that one?
On
YouTube. That's on YouTube.
Oh, Game of Life. That's our first song. That's the first song we did.
Yeah.
Wow. Have a look at that video. You'll like that. If you like this one, you'll like that one.
Oh, what's the name of it again?
Game of Life.
Game of Life.
Game of Life. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sugar
okay.
Rainbow, Game of Life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll love
it. What else? Let me do something. Guys, I want you to take a quick breather break. I want to do a UK block, and when we come back, we're gonna talk a little bit more. Of course, we got John Matthews on, we got the lovely Miss Sugar Rainbow on, and we got Peter. What's your last name, man? I'm sorry.
Barnes.
Yeah. John Matthews. Somebody put Matthews on this thing, you know.
Well, I gotta do B guys right, man. Gotta do right by you guys. Gotta take a quick break when we come back again. We still have these gentlemen and the lovely lady with us, of course. All the way from the UK, you guys keep it locked. Gonna start this block off. Take you back, 1981. This is music from the group Freeze. It's called Southern Freeze. Guys, keep it locked right here to Solar Opus Radio.
Thank you.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, Wardell Potts, Don Fleming. Man, that was Sugar Rainbow. That was a little Sugar Rainbow right there, man. And what's the name of that song?
Don, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I'm not muted. I'm not muted, Wardell.
Sugar,
I'm still here.
Sugar Rainbow, y'all there? Oh, man, hold on. Let's see here. We can get them on. Sugar Rainbow, y'all there? Are y'all there? Oh, man. Hold on. Let me see if I can send them back. And hey, are you guys there? Oh, man. Oh, no. All right.
Let's see if we can get them back on. Can you guys hear us okay? Hello?
Huh. Nope. All right, let me go. That was Think About from Sugar Rainbow.
That's a nice groove, man. That is a nice groove. We're going to try to get them back on. Wardell's going to try to get them back on. But no, I just wanted to. We got about a few minutes left, and we're probably going to go ahead and close out the interview because I know it's about 8 o'clock out there in the UK. So I just wanted to come in and profile that song. Let's see if we got them back on.
Nope, I just heard him, but it disappeared again. Oh, God.
You know what? We're going to take a... You know what? Instead of just the dead air and saying, hey, are you guys there? Are you guys there? You know, I'm going to go ahead and go into a quick song right quick. When we come back, if we can get them back on, we'll definitely... we'll go ahead and cut out the song mid-song, and then we'll get back on. So let's go ahead and keep this music going. This is George Benson. Give me the night. Keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio.
Never stop falling. You know the spirit of the party starts to come alive until the day is dawning. You can throw out all the blues and hit the city lights. Cause there's music in the air and lots of love and everywhere. So give me the night. Give me the night.
Guys, this is Don Fleming. Of course, I wanted to jump right back in. Of course, I'm going to let the music play. Of course, that is George Benson, Give Me the Night in the background. I want to make sure we do have them back on. We're going to try to do this right. It's unfortunate every time we have the fortunate blessing to have them on. Every now and then we get a little cut off. But let's see if we're back.
We got them back.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, back there.
All right, guys. You guys hear George Benson in the background. We're going to go ahead and get that music bed going. Wardell, you got a question?
Well, I just want, before we let these guys go, Peter, can you explain to us about your company? And in closing, just anything that you know you might have that may come to mind and stuff that you would like to leave to the listeners around the world.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
One, two.
Yeah, good. Right, okay, yeah. Yeah, we're all good.
I love it.
I'm sure the guy said we're a UK-based funk funk production outfit. You know, we work with people around the world, essentially. Sugar's actually got something going on with a guy in Nigeria at the moment. So there should be a track coming out in November. And there's very other irons in the fire as well that you'll get to hear about in the not-too-distant future. For the listeners, if they want to follow us at all, rainbowfunk.com is the website. Sugar will tell you about a few other channels that she's working on as well. Got some Twitter feeds and that sort of thing. And I would like to say thank you guys for having us on. But also, I've got my Dynasty
the second adventure album here. And I'd love to get you guys' signature on it at some point. Love that album.
Hey, that's I love that album too. So thank you so much. That's great, man. Great.
Yeah,
we'll sign it. I'll get Don to sign it.
Okay. It is my
okay. I'm gonna give it to Sugar now.
Okay,
you.
All right. Go ahead, Sugar.
I just want to say thanks for everyone to support us and Greg, who does all the beautiful flyers and artwork. Beautiful. I'm a graphic designer actually, but not as good as him.
Right.
You didn't listen to him.
Yeah. He's doing my next cover design on the next track. But I will thank all the people, and you guys are beautiful, lovely, blessing all. So, yeah, I want to thank everyone who love our music and stuff like that. So, yeah.
That is so awesome.
Website.
You guys are blessed. John, your turn.
Before John goes, I think Don was asking a question. What was the question, Don?
No. I just wanted websites. If anybody want to kind of just follow you on social media, is there any websites people can follow?
Where can
one go?
Yeah, it's Rainbow Style.
And Rainbow Funk on YouTube and rainbowfunk.com on the website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rainbowfunk.com. Everything's on there.
Yeah.
All the links on rainbowfunk.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all the links are on there as well. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Okay, John. Mm-hmm. It's John's turn.
How can I top what Peter and Sugar has just said? I can't top.
No.
Oh, come on. You're better than that.
But one thing I will say is I've also got the same Dynasty album.
Oh.
I'm also going to need some signatures for my album too. I will say that. And, you know, thank you for listening to our music, making us feel welcome, making us feel a part of the soul family. It's like you said, Don, it encompasses everybody. It's not an English thing, it's not an American thing, it's
in between.
It's a solar thing.
Yeah.
It's everybody's thing. So I thank you for listening to our music. I thank you for encompassing us and appreciating what we are trying to do, because like Jazzy B said, we are only doing what you guys were doing anyway. So, you know, we're trying to do what you guys are doing. So, you know, thank you for the love. Thank you for listening to the music. We're glad that you've taken the time out to have us on the show. We really appreciate it. And, you know, it was worth me coming all the way to Luton just to do this show anyway. So, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I want
to
also...
Go on. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What'd you say, Don?
No. I was saying go. You guys go. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I want to also say that I started writing a song, and I know that I'm writing a song right now with Sugar, and then I know that we're supposed to be doing something with you, John. So. So we'll just keep on moving stuff around.
It's on the way. It's coming.
It's halfway. Give me a minute.
Oh, no. Take your time and do it the right way, because you know, we want it to be the right way. We don't want it to be just a rush thing.
So
just take your time and do it, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm excited about it and stuff. And also, I just ordered some new microphones for my drum set, because I have set my drums up here. So I'm going to be playing drums with John. So we're going to have fun.
Yes, fantastic. Yeah.
All right, guys.
Wardell and John and Sugar on the same song.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah, and Peter's going to be in there somewhere.
All right.
He can play bass as well.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we can't both play bass at the same time.
All right.
Do a song with Chris playing bass, and do a song when I'm playing bass. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys be blessed, Peter. Take care of yourself, man, and keep up the great work. And
thank you.
All right.
You too.
Thank you, and
thank
yes,
you
sir.
So much.
Yes, thank you so much, Sugar and John, for coming on and blessing, you know, the station and stuff. And I'm going to get quiet now and let Don do his thing.
Amen. No, thank you, William.
Again, we want to thank you guys for taking the time out of your schedule. Of course, it is a Saturday night out there, and I know you probably got some performances you're setting up and everything. So, but again, it's a blessing to have you guys on. We got to do it again. We got to do it again.
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes. That was fun. It was funny. It went quickly, man. It went so quick.
1 hour.
Yeah, it was so quick.
Wow.
Yeah. But that was great. That was great. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Well, hey, thank you, guys. Again, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Of course, it is Saturday. Solar Records Radio, Don Fleming, Wardell Pies Jr. We're hanging out on what I call a Throwback Thursday, Saturday edition of Solar Wants to Dance Something. It's something of a concoction of the type of show that I'm having today, because we wanted to have Sugar and John on this past Thursday, but of course the gremlin, the audio gremlin, didn't want to play right and all of that stuff. You know how that goes. You know how that goes. But let's go ahead and keep the music going. One of my favorites, of course, music from the late, great Gerald Levert. Of course, you guys remember from his Private Line album, 1992 classic. This is called Can You Handle It? Keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Saturday on Solar Records Radio.
I don't think you heard.
at the bridge is on this side of the border.
Some of that.
Why don't y'all come on over here with us? You want to walk the water? And if you ever should see a skunk shake his wrong talk, tell him to come on over here for some,
make funk in the dump, baby.
Now we got this dick that will set you free. All you got to do is take a closer walk with me. And we got this bang that's full of magic tricks. So come feel if you will the magic of the beauty stick.
Hey, what's the place for you?
Play, Baba.
Feel a thrill.
Funky in the dark.
I've got this magic wand that's guaranteed to make you come to me, baby. Set yourself free. My magic wand can do almost anything. Spitting fire, make it rain. But most of all, it can make you spread your wings and fly away.
Come on.
just magic wand possessions. Let us all confess that we have seen what we do not believe in.
What you gonna do now, Ndugu?
Oh, but tell him about E. E, who E? Sheila.
You got dropped off.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, Solar Wants to Dance, slash Throwback Thursday Night, anyway you want to call it. Of course, that was music from George Duke, the late, great George Duke, giving you on that Dookie Stick from 1977. Of course, classic there. Before that, Little Freddie Jackson from 1988, Hey Lover. And, of course, started off the block from 1992. Music from the late, great Gerald Revert, Can You Handle It, off his Private Line album. Of course, he went solo after he did the Levert thing, and then it came back, and then, you know, man, rest in peace, Gerald Revert. We shared the same birthday, July 13th. He was born July 13th, 1967. I was born July 13th, 1974. So, again, he was my birthday mate. So, rest in peace to Gerald Levert. We got about another 39 minutes left in the show. Again, thank you so much for hanging out and tuning in. Of course, Solar Wants to Dance slash Throwback Thursday Night. A little combo. A little bit of a combo is what I do. I don't do this every Saturday, but Solar Wants to Dance does it every Saturday from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Of course, we extended it another 30 minutes because I'm here. So thank you guys for tuning in. And make sure you tell a friend. If you're on Facebook, like the page, Solar Records Radio on Facebook. Tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. Also, want to remind you, if you want to support the show by getting some cool merchandise, go to solarrecordsradio.com or wardellpottsjr.com and get a hat, a mug, I think a T-shirt, and I think masks, because, again, whatever variant we're in right now, we're in a different variant of COVID. So, stay healthy out there. That's all I want to say. That's all I want to say. But anyway, we've got about another 38 minutes left of the show. Oh, I want to remind you, if you want to support the show also and donate to the show, we have a Cash App, $, Solar Records Radio, all one big word. Solar Records Radio. Well, the $, Solar Records Radio. And again, thank you so much for those who have donated to the show. Again, we couldn't do it without you. Keeping the music going. Take you back to 1977. Music from one of my favorite groups, the Blackbirds. Name the song is called Dreaming About You. Guys, keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Yeah.
couldn't find. I pushed the in and day out for the ones that were mine, all mine. I played around with love before. I was feeling, and you know that I played the fool. But then you came into my life and you changed that. 'Cause I know.
yes, it is Solar Wants to Dance slash, I always got to say slash, a little bit of throwback Thursday music from the lovely Miss Thelma Houston. You Used to Hold Me So Tight from 1984, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis from 1984, the same year when I played before that, the Fatback Band, I Found Lovin', and of course started off the block from 1977, music from the group The Blackbirds, Dreaming About You. We got about another 22 minutes left. I have my partner, Wardell Podge Jr., hanging out with me. What's going on, Wardell? See if we can get Wardell on.
There you go. I got to turn my mic on first. I'm just running my mouth. What's up, what's up, what's up? Man, great interview earlier, man. Great show. I enjoy your music. And but that was a great interview, man. That was short and sweet. Well, that was about an hour. And I want to give a shout-out from Julian. She enjoyed the interview, and she sends her love to the musicians and also to Don Fleming herself. So,
Thank her. Thank you.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I'm just basically here to give you a break, man. I know you got about another 20 minutes to go, so not really that much time. So, but I'm here to do my thing and let you just rock and roll.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate it. I know you got some good music you're going to play. So, hey, take it over. Take it away, guys. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. I want to remind people what's going on tomorrow. Tomorrow it's Sunday. So what do people got to do tomorrow?
3 p.m. 3 p.m. 1 hour later, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be praising our Heavenly Father. So tune in. Hang out with us.
Well, all right. All right. Well, hey, take it away. And again, we're going to come back and hopefully close it out. But you have the pole position.
All right, guys. Let's roll.
Talking to your best friend. Say.
Wow. Well, I just realized what time it is. My goodness gracious, Don. You know what time it is?
Yes. It's about 8 minutes left of the show. Of course, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Man, great song on Impact. The Whispers. Love that, man.
Yeah, they put it down, man. They put it down. Much love to those brothers.
Yeah,
but anyway,
you know
guys,
what? That was off the So Good album, right? In 1984?
Yep.
And what's the term you used? And please, I don't want to be disrespectful. Did you say this was a throwaway album? What was that called?
No. That was in 81 when we were leaving. 81 when we were leaving RCA to go to Warner Brothers.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I feel that. That's a great song, by the way. Actually, it is on the So Good album, 1984.
All right, there you go.
So now I don't feel like I'm correcting you. Hell, you were there, but no.
No. I'm just talking about the throwaway albums. Yeah, those. That's not that though. That was at the end of Solar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great album, though. It was a great album. I mean, you had So Good on that album. The title song from the album. What else you had on that album? Of course, on Impact, Some Kind of Lover was on that. Contagious. If I'm not mistaken, I think Sweet Sensation, which is a great album. Of course, produced and written by Barry Sauna and Pamela Phillips Oland and yourself. This is a great album, man. This is a great, great album.
Yeah, we had a good time, man. We were really blessed to be in that situation, and God was good. God was good. We really did learn some things. We found out, that our time was limited. We found out that we were blessed. We found out that we had met new friends and we loved each other and respected. Pam and I and Barry Sauna and I are still close and we are all still just hanging in there. So we found out a lot of things and we've lost the owner of Solar Records Radio, not Solar Records Radio, but Solar Records. Our hearts are in the right place. That's all that really matters. We really strive to do a wonderful.
Your audio's coming out just a little bit. Come on back. What was you saying?
I'm not sure what's going on, but if my audio's going out, we'll go ahead on and click me out because
we were losing you a little bit, but we can hear you now. But go ahead, finish what you were saying.
I was just saying our hearts were in the right place, and that's what really matters, And we were very blessed because of Dick Griffey giving us the opportunity and Leon Silvers and Dick Griffey coming together and making it happen for all of us. So thank you guys. Thank you for, the blessing of giving us the opportunity to do what we did. And man, what a crazy time. But God is good always.
Always, always.
Guys,
thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. Of course, make sure you tune in this week. Of course, it's been a while since I did a Monday show. I'm thinking about going ahead and doing one. It's just one of those things where you got to get back to work and you're back on the grind. It's like, but I do look at it as kind of a getaway. But I haven't been on Old School Monday, so I might do an Old School Monday. But I'll let everybody know on page to hang out with us on Monday. But yeah, make sure you guys tune in to, again, Solar Records Radio.
for tomorrow. Of course, praise and worship. And you never know, man. You never know. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Before we go, Warner, any advice you got?
No, I'm good. I got the closing song, if that's good.
Oh, okay.
Unless you
got
something.
Yeah, knock it out the park, man. Again, for Wardell Posh Jr., I'm Don Fleming. You guys have a good rest of your weekend and rest of your Saturday, and we are out. Take us home.
All right, guys. Peace out.